Today on the Pageant Cast, Anastasia Anderson, Ms. World 2007.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast episode 72.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Misty Carson, 2006 Ms. American Renaissance National Queen, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageant, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kressman.
Thanks for the great introduction. Today on the show, we're bringing you the Pageant Cast Tattler with all the latest pageantry news and our very special interview with Anastasia Anderson, Ms. World 2007. If you're listening to today's show on the Pageant Cast website or our MySpace account, first of all, thanks so much for listening, but consider subscribing. If you have iTunes, all you have to do is simply click on our subscribe and iTunes icon right on the Pageant Cast homepage, and it does the rest for you. It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. If you use other aggregators, just click on the feed, and you won't miss a single episode. We have improved a great deal of our stuff out there on the Pageant Cast website. How can I say that? Because I worked very, very hard on it, actually, this past week, and I'm pretty proud of where we went with it. One of the things that you can do now is if you type in, now listen and you'll hear me typing, news.pageantcast.com, all of a sudden, and it takes, you know, the usual time for it to load, and apparently my system is slower than usual today, but it'll take you right to the Pageant Cast news desk. So instead of typing www.pageantcast.com, if you type in news.pageantcast.com, it'll take you directly, and I mean directly, to the news page. That's pretty exciting stuff. Now we have other ones set up as well. We have the photo gallery is now easy to find. Just type in photos.pageantcast.com. Again, just replace www with photos, and you'll go directly to our photo gallery, and you can always check. We have listeners that submit great photos, and of course, our new guest is always premiered out there. All sorts of great stuff. Also, links.pageantcast.com, guess where that takes you? You guessed it, directly to our links page. So you can find virtually any beauty pageant system that at least that we know of here, we have a link to, and it's a little bit nicer than a lot of these links pages. There are line after line of text. We went and used their actual graphics, so I think it looks better. You know, you be the judge. And of course, if you want to see our actual feed, all you do is type feed.pageantcast.com. Just substitute the www with feed.pageantcast.com, and it takes you right to the feed. What could be easier? I can't think of anything. So we're pretty excited about that. Hey, also, out on our photos page, make sure to check out Emily Justin Lavia, our Miss Teen U.S. Continental 2006. She has photos not only with the Donald Trump, but also presidential hopeful Rudy Giuliani. All there on our photo gallery. So go ahead and take a good look at that. Hey, we're running out of time for our opening comments. I got a lot of show to jam down the old international superhighway at you today. So I'd like to thank you again for tuning in. If you have ideas for our poll, please let me know because I haven't thought of a question yet. And let's start the Pageant Cast.
TKPNPodcast.com.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready It's Pageants on Television.
Now some beauties of America news. The Travel Channel showed up in Nashville, Tennessee last June to candidly film the group of ladies who enlisted for several days to be put through the paces of pageant preparation at boot camp for beauty queens. Now, Sharissa Pear, one of those people, was Beauties of America Ohio 40s at the time, went on to become the America Crown for 40s. The television program, featuring clips of last year's boot camp, will be on the Travel Channel May 24th at 8 and 9 p.m. And you can find out more about Boot Camp for Beauty Queens by visiting their website at bootcampforwinners.com. I did check the Travel Channel. I don't believe the show is called Boot Camp for Beauty Queens. It looks like the name of the actual program is Camps That Are Fun for Adults. So check it out on the Travel Channel, May 24th. Two of the most well-known American TV personalities, Vanessa Minnillo and Mario Lopez, have been announced as the hosts of the annual International Beauty Contest Miss Universe 2007. The duo will take the stage at the National Auditorium in Mexico City on May 28th, when 77 beauty queens from all over the world walk down the competition aisle. Vanessa Joy Minnillo, the former Miss Teen USA 1999, is well known as the host of MTV's Total Request Live, as well as the current New York-based correspondent for Entertainment Tonight. Mario Lopez has also made several televised appearances, with the most noticeable being his portrayal of the character AC Slater on Saved by the Bell. Nine eminent on- and off-screen personalities will make the celebrity judge list, including the star of NBC's Golden Globe and nominated hit series drama Heroes, James Kyson Lee. NBC's Deal or No Deal spokesmodel, Lindsay Klebein. Professional athlete, Tony Romo. Guitarist, Dave Navarro. Celebrity hairstylist, Ken Paves. New York fashion designer, Mark Bauer. Fashion designer of Elle magazine and judge on the Bravo reality television program, Project Runway. Nina Garcia, and last but not least, former Miss Universe 1993, Dayanara Torres. Pageant is run by the Miss Universe organization, which also owns and runs the Miss USA and Miss Teen USA beauty contest. Based in New York, it is owned jointly by NBC Universal and Donald Trump, and of course, Miss Universe will be broadcast on NBC.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and today we have a very special guest. On the phone, we have Ms. World 2007, Anastasia Anderson. Hello, Anastasia.
Hi, how are you?
Now, we should probably mention that today it is the beginning of spring there in Minnesota, isn't it?
It sure is, with a snow blizzard to boot.
That is pretty exciting this time of year. Like we said, just before this, it was very beautiful out here in the Midwest, and we thought it was springtime.
And yeah, it was about 80 degrees here the other day.
No more of that.
Quite a change.
Well, why don't we start by you telling us a little bit about Ms. World. It's a title holder for an ambassadorship. How does that all work?
Well, how it works is this. Ms. World is a little bit different than, well, it's a lot different than your typical beauty pageant. Mm-hmm. Ms. World consists of many things. First of all, you have to become a member to the Ambassadorial Society of America, a fellow. In doing so, you are someone who is committed to making the world a better place in regards to several different categories. And what I mean is like arts and sciences, humanities, education. I am a fellow of the arts and sciences, arts. And in doing so, as a representative, when you win Ms. World or Ms. U.S. World or any other country thereof, you become a representative that becomes a spokesperson around the world for that society. So my job as Ms. World is to be the international spokesperson.
International? Now, do you have to know more than one language, or how does that work?
No, you don't. I actually do work with autistic and deaf, so I'm learning a little bit of sign language and trying to learn Spanish, but I am not bilingual by any means.
Yeah, I cut somebody off on the drive home, and they showed me some sign language. It says here that you have taught art in the past and are a vocalist. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yes, I actually taught art workshops to young children, preschool through age about 7, and art classes. And I went to school for art therapy, actually, hoping to be an art therapist, and God only knows how I got to where I am now, but I am not using that at the current time. Like I said, I work with autistic and deaf children.
Now, it also says that you're a professional model, and there's always this strange relationship between beauty pageants and getting into modeling. Did you find that one fed the other or not?
In my experience, no. In fact, I usually tell girls that modeling and pageants are so very different to not equate the two, because I've been modeling since about age 3, on and off, freelance, and it's a very, very different experience as opposed to modeling. Pageants, I think, have this certain cutout type of stereotype that is completely different from modeling.
Now, you've been involved in a great number of pageants. What are your pagecedents or your previous titles?
Well, I've actually held 7 national titles, another one which was Ideal Mrs. America, and 4 international titles. I was a Beach Patrol swimsuit winner, just to name a few.
Okay. And I believe you coach as well, don't you?
Yes. I have competed for just about every type of title under the sun, and I coach young girls all the way up through adults. Really find a lot of enjoyment out of doing that.
So tell me, how did you get into pageants originally?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. You probably hear it a lot from women in this business or even models, but when I was growing up, I was absolutely awkwardly skinny, and I was picked on to no end and just never really viewed myself as the pretty girl. And my dad had a salesperson come over when cell phones were finally getting big, and so that tells you how long ago that was.
Okay.
And the lady happened to be involved in beauty pageants, and she said, "Hey, you know, your daughter should do a beauty pageant." And I was absolutely floored that anyone saw me as the pretty girl who was pretty enough to do a beauty pageant. Was very excited. She's like, "Well, I even have a dress you can wear." So I went ahead and did it, and I placed in the top 15, and of course that put me on cloud 9. However, I was asked a very tough question. At the time, I was very into my German classes and spoke very well. And when they asked me to speak in German, I was horrified, and I just stood there with my mouth wide open. And I was on the front page of the newspaper as having a very difficult question. So that kind of put a little damper on, you know, how far and how fast I was going to go. But I still thought it was really great out of 85 girls to place in the top 15. So.
Yeah, das ist schlecht. Immer nur in die 15. So anyway, now tell me, there are a lot of young ladies that listen to this show. Would you encourage any of these young ladies to get involved in pageants, or should they run away?
Well, I think you can look at it from both aspects, but I'd like to look at it from the positive aspect. I think that it's done a lot of really wonderful things for my life. And just the fact that it's really opened up some doors for me in being able to speak more in front of people, not being so afraid of my own shadow, really helped with self-confidence and poise. And it's also opened doors as far as my platform. I like to speak out for abused women and children, and it's opened so many doors that would have not otherwise been opened. I have since raised $66,000 for the cause, and my county commissioner has endorsed my efforts. I feel very proud of that, as I was an abused wife for almost 11 years. So I feel like if you have something that needs to be out there and needs to be shown to other people, this is the microphone that you need. it really can grant that to you if you're willing to take it and run with it.
It certainly can. We're going to be coming back with more with Anastasia Anderson, and we'll be asking you more about your platform in just a moment.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the PageantCast. This is Sheila Shepherd Klein, Miss Civic American Renaissance 2006, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the PageantCast. This is Cindy Barrett, Miss Nevada United Nations 2007, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
We got a lot of great upcoming interviews to the program. Maria DeSantis, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2007. She is coming to the show. We're hoping in the next week or so. Just have to get a few things in place. Yeah, Nadia Wojnicz, Miss Polish Fest 2007, coming to the program. Joanna Iverchuk, Beauties of America 50s 2006. Emily Justine Lavia, Miss Teen U.S. Continental 2006, coming to the show. Stacy Shands, Miss Liberty America International 2007, will be visiting, as will Kristen Moore, Miss Teen New Jersey International 2007. I have a lot more interviews planned, and of course, as soon as I get them in the can, I'll let you know about it here on the PageantCast. But I don't like to jinx things, so I won't say anything before we get them in the can. So make sure you tune in each and every week to the PageantCast. Best way to do that is, of course, to subscribe. So subscribe to our program. Just check out the feed, or you can look at the various tutorials we have online available for your information.
This is Maria DeSantis, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2007, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features of PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at pageantcast.com.
Coming to us from the PodSafe Music Network, that's at music.podshow.com, Adriana Thorpe brings us Fly, Fly, Fly. This was a huge, absolutely huge monster hit in the PodSafe Music Network. We know you're going to like it, so go ahead and give it a listen here on the PageantCast.
Fly, 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 nothing seems to matter. You're here beside me. Fly.
We're back now with Ms. World 2007, Anastasia Anderson. When we went to the break, you brought up a very, very sensitive subject of women being abused, and you yourself were an abused wife for 11 years, is that correct?
Yes, I was. I had a husband who was an alcoholic drug addict who tried to kill me in front of my two children before I finally decided it was time for me to move on and get a different life.
Wow. So I guess you find yourself in a situation like that. What should you do?
Well, I believe that everyone's breaking point is different, so I can't personally say how every woman should handle it. All I know is that when the time is right, she'll know. And when she's ready to leave, there are people that she can call. If she can call a domestic abuse hotline, or she can leave and go to her nearest hospital or police station, and I'm sure they would be glad to help her. All I know is that when the time is right for her and she's ready to leave, she needs to know that if it wasn't for people to advocate for her, and they are out there, they can save your life. If it wasn't for those people, I could have ended up dead. And I'm telling you from experience, it's not necessarily easy, but it's definitely the right thing to do.
Okay. Now, your platform group has put together a lot of funds. What type of services does your platform provide?
Do you mean my nonprofit that I'm working on?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
The nonprofit that I'm working on is called Butterfly Kisses, and I've been working on it for the past 4.5 years. And what I happened to notice as a victim of abuse was I was noticing how profoundly it affected my son in particular, and how there were not many agencies out there that really focused on little kids. There's a ton of help for abused women. There's a ton of help for teenagers who have been in that situation or left that situation. But really what I find is that childhood is such a critical time where learned behavior patterns, you know, are really, they create crucial behaviors in a child that when they grow up, it will cause the pattern to repeat itself. So what I thought was we need to address those roots of violence at a very young age. So we provide educational tools to the moms, to the children who are being placed into new environments due to violence, of course. And we try to partner with, like, shelters. We hope to partner eventually with CASA, if you're aware of what they are. They place children, one case at a time, into new, permanent, stable, loving homes.
Okay.
And we firmly believe at my nonprofit that education and placement must go hand in hand. So not only do we provide the educational tools, but we're in the process of partnering with a dentist to provide smiles to those who have possibly had theirs damaged due to abuse. And we're also in the process of partnering with surgeons so that we can provide reconstruction for those who have been left with devastating scars of abuse, as well as a life coach to help with the healing process.
Wow.
So it's really a multifaceted thing.
We're going to lighten things up a little bit here, and I just have to ask you, what has been your most memorable experience as Ms. World 2007?
Well, it's going to sound kind of funny.
Okay.
But I'm a mom, and as such, all moms will know that, you know, their kids don't always view them as the most cool thing in the entire world all the time. So when I went to an appearance and I met a little girl, I swear she had to have been about 5 or 6, and she walked up to me and she said, "Oh, my mommy, look at," and she came up to me and she gave me a big hug and she says, "Do you live in a castle?" That to me was pretty cool because it just really touched me and I thought, wow, I hope my daughter thinks I'm that cool.
Well, I'm going to let you brag a little bit. You want to tell us about your family?
Well, I actually have 2 daughters and a son. I have a young one that passed away, but I'm still a very proud mother of her. I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son, and they're pretty awesome.
All right. And now, I guess I don't know a lot about the organization. Do you have a lot of appearances with Ms. World 2007?
Well, a lot of it is left up to me to work my platform and my appearances as much as I would like or see fit, but I have to tell you I have one of the best directors in all of the world, and she works very hard for me to find as much as she can for me. And on behalf of the pageant, I've actually been invited to Africa.
Africa?
Yeah.
Wow.
An AIDS project in Ghana, and I've also been invited to award ceremonies like the Grammys. I mean, just some really, really awesome things have been happening because of this title. So I have to tell you, it really has been one of those life-changing titles, which there are very few of those, I think. Even though they're a lot of fun and can really open doors for you, I think this has just been one that has been really incredible in comparison to some.
What phases of competition were there for this title?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked that because I had wanted to go a little bit more into that before and didn't.
I could read your mind.
That's a good thing. This pageant really isn't a pageant. I mean, it is, but in so many ways it's not. We were judged on our open-mindedness, our understanding of other cultures. We have round-robin interviews, and not just evening gown. We also have a fashion wear, fashion show. We had so many aspects of competition that others don't. We're also judged on our community service, which is a huge portion of our score. And we have to do what's called an achievement bio book. And what that is a book that showcases everything we've done in our life and what makes me, or you, each contestant, who they are. Like if I have a dimple in my cheek in the morning when I wake up that I just hate, or whatever. Something that makes that contestant who they are. That book showcases everything. And what it does, too, is anything that you say you've done with your platform, you have to be able to prove, or you can't put it there. So what that does, in my mind, is it proves that the individual that they get is going to be a quality individual every year, and not just a hollow, typical cutout of a beauty queen. And to me, that speaks volumes about this network. It's a lot of work for the judges, but in the same aspect, it's a lot of work for the contestants. But the contestants, that's a very well-rounded individual who's already doing those things anyway and not doing them just to try to win a title, it should be a piece of cake.
I think I understand it a little bit better. Now, are there age requirements or anything like that for Ms. World?
Actually, Ms. World has to be over 26 and unmarried, right?
Well,
She can have been divorced or widowed.
All right, and if people want to learn more about that, it's www.msworld.us, correct?
Yes, or they can actually go to universeambassador.org, which tells a little bit about the society, so they can find out how to become a part of that, too, because you don't have to be a member of the pageant community to be involved.
Okay, that's great. That's a great thing to know. And we will have links to that right on our Pageant Cast website in the show notes when the show is out. So
wonderful.
We're almost out of time. Is there anything I missed that you would like to share with my listeners?
Well, I would really like to encourage everyone to be a part of this program and let them know that it has just really, really touched my life, and that if they're interested, they can contact Venus Day, my director, and I would let them know that she is the best friend you will ever have if you become a part of this system, and know that having a platform is the most wonderful thing you can do with your life besides having a title.
Well, Anastasia, it certainly is a wonderful testimonial you made just there. I do have to mention something, though. The last time we spoke was just before Miss USA, and I'd like to say that you were wrong, too, in your prediction. We're both wrong.
And which prediction was that?
Who did you have? You had, was it North Dakota?
I just really like her.
Yeah. I had Wisconsin.
She's like such a nice girl, but I really, to tell you the truth, I just really didn't have a real true grip on who I thought would win it.
I never go through and check all of them anyway. I never check them all. I always have my favorite, and that's what I go with.
That's
and it's usually somebody from Wisconsin, oddly enough.
Oh, she's beautiful, by the way.
She did a great job. We're all very proud of her here in Badger State.
My son sat up with me trying to pick the top five, so he's a pretty cool kid out there going, oh, it's going to be that girl, Mom.
I thought it was a great broadcast this year. Well, thank you so much, Anastasia Anderson, Ms. World 2007. Thank you so much, Anastasia.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim, for having me. It was a pleasure.
Pageantcast.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the Pageantcast. This is Lauren Helton, Junior Miss Galaxy, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
We're out of time for today. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and we invite you to become a part of the program. If you'd like to leave us feedback and be heard here on the Pageant Cast, just give us a call at the TKPN hotline at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. We would love to bring your comments right here on the Pageant Cast. And yes, if you have a friend that's competing in a local beauty pageant, a daughter, anybody that you would like to say, hey, good luck at the pageant, this is the show that'll let you do that. Give us a call, 206-339-8576, and we'll play it right here, and they can hear it here on the Pageant Cast program. Hey, as always, we're looking for volunteers to help us at the Pageant Cast. You can drop us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Let's see what we can do together. We have a lot of fun features that we're working on, and we'd love to get you involved as well. I'd like to thank Adriana Thorpe for her wonderful rendition of the PodSafe music tune today, Fly, Fly, Fly. And, of course, would love to really thank Ms. World 2007, Anastasia Anderson. It was wonderful talking to her. Hope someday that I can meet her. A wonderful, wonderful young woman. Hey, stay subscribed here to the Pageant Cast. And until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.